on the phone line, though, before we finish up the show today, right now, is Roby Bales. Roby, is it time already for Artist Alley?
Can you believe that? We are at the end of August already.
I know. Yes. It's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah. Well, out there in Michigan, of course, Roby Bales, owner of BCS Boutique out in Michigantown, you've always put this together. I mean, we all go by, we see the beautiful plants and everything that you have there at the boutique, but you always put this together to showcase more so other artists than yourself. So let's talk about that and talk about what people can expect coming up here Saturday.
Okay. Yes, thank you. Yeah, the doors open at 9. The vendors will be setting up at 8. And you're right, I do have, well, we'll start with my neighbor right across the road first. That's Prep and Go, and they will have biscuits and gravy in the morning time. That will start, we'll be here by 8, so they're usually there by that, too. So they'll do biscuits and gravy, and they have other things also over there, as most everybody knows. And then I have a Kettle Corn, DJ Kettle Corn, a vendor, a truck that will be here. He'll be here all day long. He's so sweet. He has the best popcorn you've ever tasted. It's so good. And then I have a Tickled Pink coffee truck. I'm excited about that. And she will be here with all kinds of, I think she'll have some pastries, too, and some coffee. And she will be set up right in front of the insurance office out here. Those two vendor trucks will be out there. And then I have Sarah Chump, my good old friend. She's not old. She's young. She's doing fresh. Everybody's younger than me now, but she does fresh Amish pies from scratch, sweetheart. And she will be here with her pies. And then many of you know SJK Creations. That's Jenny Stillwell and her mom. And dad, he does the work too. But they're woodworkers, and they have all kinds of cute little things that are for fall. I'm sure she's bringing her fall things.
Yeah.
And then I have Uppity Juckity, and she does wind chimes with glass, and it sounds so pretty. That's Nancy, and she's from Kokomo. She'll be here. And, of course, Patty Mawson. She's going to be here, too, with her glassware. And I have two or three pieces of her work in my boutique. It's beautiful. She does glassware, too. But she creates the glassware in tabletop. Well, you never know what she's going to create it in. But it's beautiful tabletops and all different kinds of things. And then Cabin Creek Creations will be here. Tiered Treasures. Farmers Creek Soap Company. I've not had them before. I'm excited about those three vendors coming. And then my other neighbor, Rex, he'll be here with his woodworking, and he does some really cute smaller items, and he does all kinds of door stops. I tried to convince him not to do the IU ones, but he laughed. Oh, yes, I've got to do. He does beautiful Purdue and IU door, welcoming people into the door creations, and he's also a woodworker, Rex Clark, my neighbor over here. So that's just a few of who will be here tomorrow. And I'm going to have quite a few sales too going on here. I'm going to have two perennials. You buy two perennials, you get a Corbel free, and my Corbels are beautiful, and they're such good perennials.
And now's the time to be thinking about planting perennials.
Oh, yeah. You're right. The soils are warm, and everybody knows they're wet. They're easy to get in. Usually not in August. But yes, this August, it didn't take any time at all to stick these. And I have them 6-inch containers and gallon. So it doesn't take any time at all to put these perennials in the ground. And then you have a lifetime. You don't have to do much to them. Sometimes I even just mow them off.
Yeah.
They're just very, very nice. Or you can leave them for the habitat, and that's good too. But yeah, I have that, and I have nice house plants. I'm going to have all my house. There's a big rush with house plants. It's pretty cool. So I'm going to run a special 10% off of any house plant you come in to buy. It'll be 10% off too. My coleus, I've got beautiful coleus for fall. It's going to be half price. Purple fountain grass, that's really pretty for fall. I'm going to have that $1 off. So I have pretty mums with grasses in them, and peppers, and It's beginning to look like fall here, whether we feel like it or not.
Yeah, I saw on the Facebook page all the mums showed up. So
yeah, they did. And I have to give a hat off to Cindy Evelyn. She comes in and helps me set sometimes the displays. She's done a wonderful, wonderful job this time with fall. And so you have to come in and take a peek at least into the in the boutique. I do have a restroom in here, too, that people need to use. And then my other, Lisa Baldwin, she's always here when I can't be. She's here. She pulls things together. She really, really helps. She cares so much about the customers and just tries to help them. And I've got two young people that are helping me now, too. They've kept the watering up and displays up, and it's just made my job a whole lot easier this year. Just I can't thank people enough. I do have hydrangea trees. I have two beautiful hydrangea trees on a standard. So.
Oh, wow.
I could go on and on, but.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is beautiful out there. A great selection. With Artist Alley, if anybody is wanting to start their Christmas early, now's the time to do it.
Yes. Yes, that's right. That's right. And I so appreciate you letting me come on and telling people a little bit about this. But it's going to be a fun day. The weather is going to be great. And it's, like I said, open from 9 to 5 at least. If people are here later, I'll be here later, too. I don't know how tired my vent. Last year when I had this, it was, I think it ended up getting up to 100 degrees.
Yeah, it was
so
terrible.
Bad. Everybody started leaving at 3 and 4. But that's not going to happen this year.
Nope.
We have beautiful weather. And it seems as though people are freer this weekend, so I'm expecting a big crowd. I really am excited.
Yeah, I think it'll be a big crowd, and like you said, the weather's going to be perfect. We're not even going to see 80 until later on in the late afternoon, and the humidity's going to be lower. So I think it's going to be a great weekend to have Artist Alley.
Yep. Come on out and support these vendors. Talk to them. They're sweet, sweet people. And, just come and have fun. That's what it's about. Just come and have some fun.
Well, Roby, thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. Thanks for waiting. And we hope a great success out there. Roby Bales from BCS Boutique. Get out to Michigan Town tomorrow from 9 to 5 for Artist Alley. And take your billfold and take your box to put all your Christmas gifts that you're going to be buying for everybody. So
yeah, and I should mention Angry Donkey, too. Most of my vendors, when they finish the big day, they meet friends or they go over to the Angry Donkey, and you'll have to do reservations. But there's a nice meal in the evening time at Angry Donkey, too, which is my neighbor the other way. So it's a great time to be had. And like I said, I appreciate you letting me come on.
Not a problem. As Mr. Rogers says, it's a great day in the neighborhood.
Yes, you're right.
All right.
You have a good day, too.
You, too. Good to talk to you, Ruby.
Yeah, you, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, get out there to Michigan Town tomorrow for Artist Alley. Other things going on really quickly here before we sign off. Don't forget to tune in to Hoosierland TV tonight for Frankfort at Clinton Prairie football game tonight. That's kickoff is going to be at 7. You can catch the pregame before that on HoosierlandTV.com. Brought to you by Wampler Services Incorporated, Norman and Miller Eye Care, Wealthy Exteriors, Encompass Federal Credit Union, Fire Pizza, Homestead Resources, Moose Lodge No. 7, Whiskey Brothers, Frankfort Pizza King, and First Bank Midwest. So make sure you tune in for that. If you can't go to the game, of course, we always encourage you to go out there and go to the games. But if you can't, you can catch it right here on HoosierlandTV.com. Also, tomorrow night at Prairie Creek Park, or tonight at Prairie Creek Park, Damon Mitchell and Midnight Rideye for the part of the concert series. That's happening tonight at Prairie Creek Park. The Moose Lodge, Saturday night, actually. It says Friday on here, but Saturday night, August 29th, that's happening. And then the poker run at the Moose Lodge No. 7 is happening Saturday during the day. Registration from 8 to 9 a.m. It's $20 per bike, $5 per rider. Kickstands go up at 10 a.m. sharp. So go out there and help out and support the Moose Lodge. Kirkland Christian Church Fish Fry Fundraiser is tomorrow night from 4 to 7 p.m. You can go to the Kirkland Christian Church and enjoy a great meal. I encourage you to get there early because it never lasts. So you're going to want to get out there. $15 for adults, $7 for children, I believe 6 and up. And then 6 and under are free, or 5 and under are free, right around in there. So check that out for the Kirkland Christian Church. Claire Longendyke is going to be at the Frankfort Library at 1 p.m. tomorrow, The Sound of America, How Music Tells Our Stories. The workshop's going to be at 1 p.m. with a concert at 5:30 p.m. There is registration preferred, but it's not required. Check that out at the Frankfort Library. That's happening tomorrow as well. All right. This has been Party Line. Oh, real quick, before I get yelled at by Liz, you can go on bigdeals.com. And if you like wrestling, and who doesn't like White Castles, you can get a package deal that includes 4 tickets for a Friday night of entertainment watching the Wild Championship Wrestling Outlaws in Indianapolis, plus satisfy your appetite at White Castle in Lebanon. So this night out for you and 3 of your friends is valued at $120, but costs just $50. So this is open for a limited time, just on welovebigdeals.com. So you can check that out as well. If you got any questions, you can call the station here from 12 to 5, 765-659-3338, and ask for Liz. Well, everybody, enjoy your weekend. The weather looks fantastic for the weekend. Next chance of rain is coming in on Wednesday of next week, along with the 90-degree weather. So, yeah, if you got outdoor projects, man, this is the weekend to get them done, because we're going to see the 90s next week. So all that heat and humidity is coming back to the area. Have a great weekend, everybody. Enjoy the sunshine. Enjoy the weather. And we will see you on Monday here on Party Line.